Hey everybody, it's TJ.
And Celine.
And we're back for another episode of TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things. Oh, it's good to be back. We had the weekend of a lifetime.
Oh, yes, we did.
In honor of Halloween, we'd like to tell you about the Halloween party to end all Halloween parties.
Yes.
Particularly for TJ.
So, little to no alcohol was consumed that night.
No, we don't do that.
We don't normally do that.
We really don't, actually. But we both partook this weekend.
Yes, we partook a lot this weekend. Well, I guess I did. You not as much, but more than usual.
I mean, I did take 4 Jello shots, which is... And I had a beer and a couple shots. Which is a lot more than I normally do, which is nothing.
Same.
TJ also nothings.
So, I don't actually really drink at all anymore.
Yeah.
Probably almost 2 years now.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's crazy. I remember when you first brought it up, it was like, it's been like 3 months. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Not because, like, I have a problem. Because I don't.
That's not why I don't drink either.
I don't feel the need to do it.
You just feel like shit.
Right. I don't feel good the next day. And, it's just something that if I don't need it, why do it?
Yeah. You know? It triggers my migraines, and it felt at some point silly to trigger my own migraine. So I was like, well,
right. If there's a way you can control it, why not?
Yeah. Do that? I already get them. So might as well not trigger them.
Right.
So yeah, no, we had fun. We had a lot of fun.
But we decided to put that rule aside for a night and partake in some adult beverages.
Yeah. It was fun.
For those that I'm friends with on Facebook, or that I'm not friends with on Facebook, I got into a fight with the pavement.
Yes.
Apparently, I can neither confirm nor deny that I got into a fight with the pavement.
Neither can I, because I asked him what happened, and he said, I don't know.
But my face can confirm that I did get into a fight with the pavement.
Yes.
And I lost.
According to other people, he did.
Yes. My hands did not do what they're supposed to when you fall, and your hands go out. Apparently, I just fell face first, and my hands were like, hey, wee!
Have fun.
And I smashed my face on the pavement.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
It could have been.
I just have a bruise and had a little bit of a scab.
But... And it doesn't look bad, actually. No. It was worse, I think, the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little fun story. I drove TJ home. Don't worry. I had sobered up. I didn't drive drunk. I promise. I stopped drinking a couple hours in.
That's why I said I partook more than you did.
Yeah, I did stop so that I could host and end the party on a sober note. I was still hungover the next day. I just want everyone to know. That's how much I don't drink. I was still very hungover. I felt like throwing up all day. Anyway, I drove TJ home, and I walked him to his door, and TJ was a little litty, and he shut the door in my face with his dog with me still. And his dog was just sitting at me next to me, and we were just staring at each other, and I was like, okay.
That was weird, huh?
And he just started waving out his front door at me, and I was like, take your fucking dog. Even though I would have taken Veda home with me. She's a sweetie.
She would have loved it.
She would have been like, let's go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, he literally waved me away. And it was just it was the funniest car ride. That could be, like, my story of what we did and, like, what I'm going to talk about. But we will digress no longer.
Not going to over pictures here.
It's fine. But I do want to tell one funny story. It's my favorite story of the night.
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
So, TJ, I don't know if he's ever mentioned it. He is a hungry monster when he's drunk. And
another reason why I don't drink, because I become an all-calorie-consuming monster.
Yes. And I did not know this. Well, he told me, but I, like, obviously hadn't seen it in action quite yet. One of the partygoers was holding a bag of chips and, like, you know, full palming it, trying to get some chips out. And TJ walked up to him, grabbed the side of just the bag of chips. He pulled his hand out simultaneously while TJ pulled the bag away. And TJ was just holding the bag and staring at him, and he was staring at TJ. And he just turned around like a gremlin and just walked away into the hall. And I was standing, if you know my living room layout, I was standing by one of the green chairs watching this whole thing play out. And he, like a literal gremlin, like at midnight after you fed it, he just walks into the hall and just starts eating the chips, like by himself.
Like I'm hiding.
Yeah. And he's like, he's hunched over a little bit and he's eating. And I went up to him and I was like, what you doing? I was like, don't you want some French onion dip? And he was like, yeah, I would love some.
Seemed like too much work.
Yeah, like I couldn't. And I was like, okay. So I went and got him some and he was dipping it. And we're not speaking at all. He's just eating chips. And we're dipping it.
It's just my bowl.
Yeah. And then he finally takes both. He takes the dip from me and whatever. And then he goes, I just really want a cookie. and I had like an entire platter of cookies, the like sugar ones from like Target, and I brought him over to them, and he just goes, ugh. And he gives me this face, and I was like, what? You said you wanted cookies, and all he said was, these are disgusting.
Apparently, I have standards when I'm drunk on my sweets intake.
I was like, you don't like these? These are disgusting. I was like, okay, do you want a brownie? Do I want a brownie? Of course I want a brownie. And you guys don't get it. He's so confident when he's drunk. Like, I almost was like, am I the drama? Like, am I the problem? Anything and everything. He would literally be like, absolutely. One of our friends, he doesn't listen to this, so I'm just going to, I won't say his name, but I'll say, shout out to my cousin. One of our friends brought up my cousin, and TJ was just like, yeah, I know her.
So sassy.
Just the full sass. I was like, it was great. It's like you times 100.
I always say it's how I wish I could be without having to drink alcohol.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I think is like, that's why a lot of people do it, is because like it's the person they wish they could be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you and I were like Tweedledee and Tweedledip shit. We would just laugh at our own jokes, so that
Tweedledee
was...
Tweedledee and Tweedledumbass.
Yeah, we would just sit there and say something, and then we'd be like, and nobody else understood. Anyway, he was a grand old time. It was a lot of fun. I can't believe it's over.
Which kind of leads us to what we're going to talk about, but...
Wait, no, it doesn't. Yes, what? It does.
Oh, well, I was like... I was actually... Before we talk about it, though, I was telling Celine... I said, I'm kind of bummed that spooky season's already almost over.
I know. I am too. I feel like we got started really early, but it still feels like it came by really fast. And I remember beginning of October, you and I were like, we have so many things to watch. Like, Midnight Club was coming out, and The Watcher, and, like, all of these movies and stuff. And they're, like, here.
And they're here, and it's already almost done.
And it's almost done, and now... Even, like, American Horror Stories doubling up on episodes, and Cabinet of Curiosities doubling up on episodes to release before... Pretty sure to release closer to Halloween.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I told Celine, I said, it's been a great... probably one of my favorite spooky season years, other than last year when we did The Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
But
which I didn't rewatch this year, actually.
We're watching it. Right
Are
now.
You?
Yeah.
I didn't rewatch that this year. Usually I do.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's hard to watch by myself. I can't watch that by myself.
It's creepy.
It's very creepy. I can't watch it unless I'm working, but like, I'm barely watching it when I'm working.
Yeah.
Yeah, that brings us to kind of what we're talking about today, which is also very spooky season related, and you know, you guys all know this topic. I'm sure you've seen it or read about it. We're actually talking about the impending zombie apocalypse.
And why it's important you should have a bug out bag prepared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what to include in said bug out bag so that you are prepared for said...
apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Everyone's bag is different, so like I won't judge you for yours, but I would like to go through what's in mine.
Same.
I have it right here, so I'm just gonna...
Yeah, I brought mine over so we can talk about it.
TJ and I are kind of doing an unboxing, and we're not filming it, but we're gonna just tell you what's in our specific zombie dab kits, I like to call them.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, I'm just pulling things out.
Zombie emergency.
Yes, love that. Zombie emergency. One word.
Yep.
First, I have an entire thing of Pond's face cream. You see it?
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, I brought condoms. Not for the zombies. For me to help repopulate the earth.
Love that that's on you. Good luck.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Have fun.
I want to be a gay old time.
Yeah, that's funny that you have that, because I actually have lube in mine.
Oh, see?
Yeah, so, like, it goes hand in hand.
Sometimes it does.
It does. Yeah. Together we can. Yeah, and I have, actually, ironically, I have, like, 6 things of chapstick, because TJ is a chapstick monster, so yes. These are for you.
Love it, thank you.
Then I have a bottle that looks like water, but it's actually cyanide.
Can I take some?
I thought we could do it tonight together. Okay. We could call it TJ Celine's
Nerding
Town.
Out.
Nerdstown.
Nerdstown. Yes.
The Nerdstown Massacre.
Yep.
Celine and TJ.
Yep.
And then I also have a bunch of blood. This is to rub on ourselves so that the zombies think we're dead.
Yes.
Or for your sexual kink. I thought it could go both
Dahmer
ways.
Like Titzel.
I thought we could give it a whirl.
It might have been, maybe been onto something. I don't know.
You know what? You can either use it as a sexual kink or to make yourself smell dead to the zombies. I hear that's a thing. TJ also has a bunch of mismatched socks in his bag. It's very weird. Could you explain?
So, they're actually used from different sexual partners. I like them, okay?
Do you just steal them?
They leave them.
Just the one?
Just the one. I send the other one home with them. I say, thank you. This is mine now.
Bye-bye now.
Shut the door and wave.
Also in TJ's Dob Kit is an entire eyeshadow palette.
Explain. That you weren't supposed to see. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
That... Don't look at my bag.
I'm sorry, you brought it.
That doesn't mean doesn't give you free reign to look.
Okay, but there is also that. Okay.
The lingerie? We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Why did you bring it? Is that mine? TJ, I told you to stop stealing my underwear.
Sorry.
God.
Just wanted to make a buck, okay? God.
You do a business. Socks and underwear.
Oh, where are you sell?
Chef's kiss.
Yep.
Genius. Yep. Zombie undies.
Yes. Zombundies.
Zombundies. That's not what we're talking
That's
about.
That's really not. And I don't have a bug out bag, although my neighbor did. He actually did have one.
I know a few people that have bug out bags. I also know one person that has like an actual fallout shelter in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So... We're not talking about the zombie apocalypse. We are talking about something spooky. But not, like, too spooky.
Which is funny because, like, everything we've kind of been talking about on this podcast up until this point has been kind of raunchy. And what we're talking about is not raunchy.
Not at all. It's very children-friendly.
Yes.
Actually, it's
meant We probably should have kept it children-friendly, but you know what? We are who we are.
We are TJ and Celine, and it happened, and it's not going to unhappen.
Yeah. But
what are we talking about?
Will be our, I guess, our last episode for Halloween.
Yeah.
Till next year?
You never know. We could throw in an episode or two that we didn't plan to do.
Unless we do them tonight.
Oh, shit. I'm leaving.
You're leaving, and I already have all the other ones ready to go.
Never mind. Yeah, this is our last episode. I'm leaving. I mean, I'm going on literally on vacation, just so you guys know.
Yeah,
I'm
not like
leaving.
It's not like I'm going solo.
Yeah. Sad.
Beyonce and the speech.
We've been so consistent about doing these together and not, like...
After you got done being...
Sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
We've been pretty consistent since August.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
like therapy for me.
It's fun. We've had 9 listens on our last episode of She-Hulk. Like, I think that's the most for She-Hulk.
That's a spike.
Yeah, I don't know why. People must have been curious about what we thought. So
we did, at the party, we did have a couple of people request that we talk about specific things.
It's true.
I was a little tipsy.
I don't remember what they are,
but... I was a little tipsy at that point, but I know Black Adam was requested.
Probably talk about it.
And we'll probably talk about it, because...
You know. I've heard very mixed things.
Yeah, Black Adam was requested, and also Halloween ends, and I said that that was going to be a touch-and-go type of situation.
It will either be a podcast or a blog post.
Yeah.
I haven't done a blog post in a long time. Because I don't know if people read them, so...
I do.
I read yours, too.
I didn't say I read yours.
They read mine sometimes to see if I have any errors.
I'm like, what's going on here? I haven't done one in a long time, but I do have one queued up for Halloween.
I do have one queued up for CD, actually. So.
Okay. I should post mine for Halloween, huh? It's almost here. Can I set it to post on Halloween?
You can schedule a post.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Okay, so we're 15, almost 16 minutes
in.
Yeah,
and still have not talked about
and
this.
And we haven't even announced what we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about one of our all-time favorite movies, the sequel, Hocus Pocus, Dose. You guys, 29 years in the making.
That's how old I am.
So this movie came out when you were born. That's weird.
Yeah, I didn't see it till I was like 6.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, probably 5 or 6 when I watched it.
It's so funny how like, oh.
That's like where it like feels weird, where like it seems like forever, but also like not.
No. You know? Now as adults, it's like not a lot. But like as a kid, when I say that, it's like, oh, okay.
Like,
you
weren't
born yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
29 years. So for those that don't know, the first Hocus Pocus, when it first came out, did not do well.
It was actually a critical failure.
It was a critical failure. It was a box office flop, and was considered
a loss.
A loss, on, yeah, for Disney.
Yeah.
Over the years, it's kind of developed a cult following for kids that grew up with it, and has now kind of become a worldwide phenomenon.
It made more money later than it ever did in theaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is rare.
Yeah. I mean, it's even overseas. They love it.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the most famous Halloween movies of all time.
Yeah. So it's just kind of funny that it took that a movie that was a failure has now turned into a major success.
Yeah.
And one of Disney's most, I would say, probably profitable films for Halloween.
And the like very iconic characters were made out of it. You know what I mean? Like Winifred, the Sanderson sisters isn't something people don't know at this point.
It's also like very popular among the drag community.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're kind of drag queens.
Well, and they even have it in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Second one. But yeah, we watched.
Yeah, we watched.
We actually didn't watch it until I think like a week after it came out though.
Together.
Right.
Yeah. You watched it and you were like, do you want to watch it? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, because Celine's husband, Mason, doesn't like Hocus Pocus because he just doesn't.
He is a trash compactor. I'm just kidding.
He doesn't enjoy the little things in life.
He's like not a Halloween-y kind of guy.
No.
And he doesn't really like anything Halloween too much. In fact, we switched. A long time ago, when we first started dating, he loved horror movies, and I was very scared. Like, I wouldn't watch them.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch them unless, like... I would watch them. It would be very regrettable, and I wouldn't sleep for, like, 3 days. And it's funny, because... The turns have tabled, because now I can... I'm so desensitized at this point, especially this year, because I've watched so many scary movies at this point, that... Even we went to that haunted hayride thing, and I was like, nothing bothered me. The clowns came at me, and I was still like, okay.
Come at me, bro.
Well, then I was like, you're nothing like the clown from Hell House.
Mm-mm.
So, you're not scary to me, okay? That clown was scary.
100%.
Pennywise is scary. Y'all 100%. Are garbage. Anyway, so, yeah, Mason's not a Halloween guy, so he didn't want to watch this. And, I mean, he would have. He always will if I ask and, like, sit there with me. I do like to talk about stuff afterwards. So I was like, TJ, if you don't mind watching it, I would watch it. And he was like, he's always down. You're always down. Yeah. So, yeah, we watched it. And you did not give away anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at you the whole movie so that I didn't, like, get any...
I don't want to ruin it.
No. All he said to me is, it's cute. Which can be a lot of things from you.
It's extremely vague and can be interpreted in many ways.
Because you could be being, like, facetious and being like, it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I didn't know what to expect.
But you get what I mean. It's yes, cute.
It's cute. It's adorable. Couple things. This one is definitely way more child-centric and way less adult than the other one.
I always say they Disney-fied it quite a bit.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So that was... I kind of miss that darkness of the first one. I think that's what made it, like, very special.
You also got to think about the time, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Of when movies were made. They didn't think about that back then.
Yeah, they were literally eating kids.
Yeah, you know, they... This was the story. And there was no one to be like, oh my god, you can't put that in.
No, that's you weird. You
know, because there was never anything like that back then.
No.
You know? So, that's part of the why, like, I like the movies from when we grew up, because they pushed it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, oh, it's a little dark.
Same with, like, all the TV shows we used to watch as kids.
Right.
And, like...
You know?
They talked about things that are uncomfortable.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. They talk about things that are uncomfortable that you don't normally talk about. And they took a lot of that out for this movie.
Yeah.
Let me say, I didn't love it, but I did not like it either.
Yeah. When somebody asked me this weekend when I thought of it, and I said, it's really easy to watch, but it didn't put me in my feels.
No. It's cute.
It's cute. It's fine. So we got a new round of characters. We have three new girls that are virgins that light the black flame candle. We have a black cat that's not Thackeray Binks. And we have no true cameos besides Billy Butcherson.
And the Sanderson sisters, of course.
Theirs isn't a cameo, though. It's about them.
Yeah.
We have the Sanderson sisters, iconic. Still iconic. Like, mm-hmm. They rocked back into that role. Just, like, I don't even know. They just, like, stepped right back in. They even said, I think, in interviews, like, it was just, like...
Like, no time had gone by.
Yeah, like, we just stepped right back into it. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That you guys just, like, I don't know.
Bette Midler has said her favorite character to this day that she has played is Winifred Sanderson.
Yeah. Even Sarah...
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker. Her name's Sarah in the movie, too, so it confuses me for a second. Even Sarah Jessica Parker is, like... It's, like, the one role where she's not playing, like, that, like, on-brand, smart... Like, Carrie Bradshaw. She's not Carrie Bradshaw, which is what
not
she's...
Not even a little bit.
Which is what she's typecasted as. Like, someone really smart and, like, stylish and whatever. Sarah is dumb as a box of rocks. She's super fucking funny, and she says nothing of meaning at all.
Nope.
She's like, the potions. Do we drink them?
Yep. What a pretty spider.
Winnie! Bad. Hi, Billy.
Doth thou comprehend? What?
Just always playing with her. I always start to play with my hair when I think of Sarah. Because she'll be like, oh, it smells so good.
Uh-huh.
The children's souls. You can just spray them, Winnie. Anyway. So they're like, great. They're back. One of my, like, biggest critiques in this movie is that the whole time, I didn't look at TJ or ask him any of this, so I didn't know. The whole time I was just begging in my head for a Max, Allison, what's this little... Danny?
Yeah.
Like, I was begging for just a small cameo. Thackeray. Or Thackeray Binks.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need to be the cat. He could be the fucking ghost of himself. Mm-hmm. Even Emily Binks, I would have been like, come through, Emily. She's probably, like, 30
literally
now.
Come through.
Literally. Walk through this. Like, anyone. Like, some cameo. And while we did get Billy Butcherson, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Same actor.
Same actor, yes. It would have been very cool if we got the original cast to at least, I don't know, if not if not anything, like, to come back at the very end or something and be like, we'll help you. Like, we've done this before, you know?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That would have probably made this movie much higher on my list than cute. It would have been like, oh, like,
wow. They tied it together somehow.
Yeah, like, it would have given me that aha moment I always like to get in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which it didn't give me. I did hear, though, that this was a test run and that they're already making a third one or, like, in pre-production for a third one. And in the third one, they're planning on a couple different cameos.
It definitely seemed like they set it up for it. Okay. They ended it, but they also ended it in a way where if they don't get another movie, it's fine.
Yeah. But if they do get another movie, they can also continue. Right. Yeah. One of my favorite parts of this movie, and it's not a part, I guess, it's more like one of my favorite details in this movie, is that one of the, spoiler alert, you knew this was coming, please stay on the ride, keep hands inside at all times, thank you.
No flash photography.
No, put your camera away, ma'am. You stupid bitch. there are three girls, and one of them happens to possess some witch-like powers, which is pretty darn cool, considering that this is the first time that we've gotten, like, witchiness being, like, amongst other people, mm-hmm. besides the Winifred or Sanderson sisters. We also get the mother witch, who,
mm-hmm.
She gives us a little throwaway. Her outfit is actually Danny's outfit from the first movie.
It has, like, patterns
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, same pattern. So that was a good Easter egg to Danny. So, like, that was cool. What I didn't like about this movie, and then I'll hand it off to you for what I didn't like about this movie is what bothered me, I guess, is that essentially the whole time they're teasing you with the idea of a cameo.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like the cat. There's a pet cat in there, and it's black, just like Binx is. And the whole time they're teasing you with that whole thing. And I just wish they would have, if you're not going to do it, just don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, don't even put the black cat in there, because it's just, the whole time I'm waiting for it to talk.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's going
to be waiting for it to be Thackeray somehow.
Yeah, he's going to be like, the Winifred, the Sanderson sisters are back. Yes. And you're like, whoa, that cat's fucking talking.
Uh-huh. Salem?
What? Sabrina, where are you?
Right.
So that was one of my biggest critiques. Number two is that the only reason musical numbers worked in the first one is that it was one musical number and they were literally putting a spell on the entire group.
It was organic.
This one, there's like three musical numbers. Only one of them is organically like works out in it to put a spell on the town.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are just, they're just singing.
Which they do make a joke about it. Like, who are they singing for?
Yeah, which was funny.
Right. Like that they...
Like, who are they singing for? I don't know.
Right, like, they point out, like, why are they singing? So that was funny.
So that was annoying.
It felt forced.
It did feel forced. And while Bette Midler is a great performer, and I would pay good money to see her perform live, I don't need to hear the Sanderson sisters sing.
No.
What was cool is when they sang to the crowd, and they were singing,
One way or another?
One way or... they started saying the, like, spell, like... I don't even know the spell.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But, like, they started singing it in it and that brought me back to the, I put a spell on you, and then they
how they incorporated that, yeah.
Yeah. So, that was cool. Musical numbers, it didn't seem as authentic as it did in the first one.
Well, no, because in the first one... The guy is singing the song. He's like, I put a spell on you, you know? And they're looking for the book.
And they're on stage.
Right. And then all of a sudden they get up on stage and they're like, he's like, that's the Sanderson sisters. And she's like, thank you, Max, for that marvelous introduction.
Yeah, and then she's like,
I put a spell on you.
And now you're mine.
And then it like goes into a song.
Yeah.
So it worked.
Yeah. It was interesting because you're like, what the fuck? And then you realize that she's putting a spell on this whole town.
Yeah. Because of the song she just heard.
Yeah. And what was cool was she was putting them into a frenzy that they can't stop dancing.
Right.
Like, that's what was happening. So, yeah, this musical numbers left a lot to be desired. I didn't care for it. It's just not something I'm looking for.
Not something I'm looking for, and don't put it in if it doesn't make sense.
It's a Halloween movie. I don't need you to, I don't need you to sing. You're not a Disney princess. I'm not expectant of it. Just be witches.
Yes.
Okay. And then, finally, one of the things I did thoroughly enjoy is the incorporation of... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Oh, this is going to be what you don't like. Never mind. I'm going to save it for you.
I can chime in. It's fine.
Okay, both of us. So, we're in a Facebook group. It's a Hocus Pocus Facebook group, and I muted it when it came out so that I didn't have to get any spoilers or whatever. And then I unmuted it when I watched it. And
they also muted anything for like a week. Anything related to Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah.
So,
anyways. Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty nice.
So people had a chance to watch it. They muted it for like 2 weeks, I think.
That's really nice. So I also muted it because I didn't know that they did that. But I unmuted it, and people were posting, and everyone was like, oh my god, the young sisters, so yeah. Good. Did anyone feel, like, emotionally attached to them and, like, how good they did? And I immediately, was my reaction not immediate? I was like, are they in the rest of the movie?
So, let's talk about that just a little bit. At the beginning of the movie, we see the young Sanderson sisters.
Yeah.
How they became who they are, mm-hmm. to the people we know. And nothing against these young girls. I'm sure they're lovely. But it is some of the cringiest acting that... It's cringy and it's very Disney. Very Disney acting.
So Disney.
And it's just... Right away when they were on, I was just like... This is how it's going to be the whole movie, isn't it?
That's did I turn I turned around and literally said that to you. I was like, is this how it is the whole movie? And you were like... All he did was smile and shrug, which made me think, this is the cute he was talking about. This shit. He's like, it's cute.
Luckily, they're not on very long. Like, I'd say maybe the first 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, but, like Celine said, people were ranting and raving about, oh my god, the girls did such a good job embodying the Sanderson sisters. And I wish we would have seen more of them. And everybody was commenting, was like, oh my god, I agree. And I'm not usually one to comment because nobody really cares. I commented, and I'm like, honestly, no. I'm like...
Did anyone comment back?
Yeah, people were like, oh my god, I'm so glad you said something.
Good!
I'm like, honestly, no. I said, I thought they were so cringy. I said, however, I'm not the demographic audience for this movie. So...
It's true.
You know?
Here's the dildo.
The dildo, yeah.
It's... I get it. They want an origin story. I don't think, personally, in my opinion, that we need an origin story.
No.
I think that it's better left unsaid how they got their powers. I think that made it much more wicked that way.
Mysterious.
Mysterious and, like...
Witches are mysterious, and, you know?
And they're timeless, so, like, this pinpointed a time and place and a reason, and where did this guy come from?
I don't know. It's a fly or
yeah,
something.
Like an app.
I think you caught it.
Did I?
Well, I thought you did.
Maybe I killed it.
Maybe you did.
Who knows? So, yeah, so they... Again, I don't need to know, and this pinpoints a time and place, and it gives you a timeline as to what and who, and it also gives you a more in-depth knowledge of Billy, which I also don't want to know.
No.
I think the best part about movies like this is that you get to fill in the blanks yourself.
Yeah.
And it reminds you a lot of reading.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It's just not important, and it doesn't further the story.
Yeah, it didn't do anything.
Just makes it more convoluted, I think.
I get that they wanted to introduce the entire plot of this movie is they're trying to, spoilers again, trying to do a spell in which they get, like, master powers, right?
They can't die.
It's the Maxima Proxima or something.
Magica Maxima?
Yeah. Magica Maxima.
Yeah.
And they basically become super witches. And that's what the whole point is they're trying to get all the ingredients to become super witches. And
this fly loves you, man.
It's because I'm garbage.
You are. Now you're gorgeous.
Flies do like me, though. I think it's because I smell like crap. Just kidding.
Probably your hair product.
Probably. So that's what the whole plot is. And the other plot is the teenage girls that exhibit witch-like behavior are, like, trying to essentially stop them.
Yeah.
And it's just... You know what the best part about the first Hocus Pocus was? It wasn't predictable.
No.
You had no clue. You hadn't seen it before. You had no clue. They were eating kids, a cat that talked, and a zombie that wasn't killing people, a little girl that knew more about witches, and an adult female that knew a whole lot more about witches, which made you think, wonder what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
And a dude who was literally just trying to get laid. And they fucking brought three of the most powerful witches back from the dead and had to outrun them for an entire night. And you were wondering the whole time, are they going to be able to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Can they last till sunrise, till dawn? And also, what happens if they don't?
It was an original story.
It was very original. And that when they're in the school, so scary. When they're like...
in the first one.
Yeah, in the first one. So scary. Like, mm-hmm. that's, like, a genuinely scary scene, especially when you're little. Like, yeah. I was, you're like, oh my god. Then their voices come on the overcom when you're like...
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just something about movies from back then that were just... Like I said, they were different, and... You know, they pushed the boundaries just a little bit, and they weren't scared to make it a little scary, but also it's still a kid's movie, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah,
Mason asked me, he was like, will our kids, like, be watching this? Like, the first one, and I was like, yeah.
This fly.
I know, he won't fuck off.
No. You got this whole world you can fly in. Why are you buzzing around us?
Like, leave me the hell alone.
Yes, no, I agree. Did you have anything more to say on that?
I do not.
Okay. Well, if that's... I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay.
It's like I just talked for 20 minutes, so you need to speak a little bit.
No, that's okay. I kind of chimed in where I could. Okay, let's start with the stuff that I guess we kind of both disliked.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of campy. The Sanderson sisters... Is it on me now? See, it knows it's my turn. The Sanderson sisters were not nearly as vile. Let's remember that in the first one, they were literally unaliving children.
People, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not laughing because they're unaliving children. I'm laughing because, like... Like, the way that Disney is trying to rewrite history.
Right.
Like, Cruella de Vil, Maleficent, and now Hocus Pocus. They're just like, hey, Cruella actually loves fashion.
Right.
She does, they're not real dogs.
Right.
They're just, it's print.
Right.
Maleficent, she loved Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
She loved the shit out of that girl.
Right. It's like they're trying to,
They're rewriting history.
They're rewriting history and trying to make them so, oh, hey, you know, they're really not that bad.
Like, in this one, instead of... eating children's souls, they're spraying fucking body spray into their mouths.
Right.
And acting...
It's tingly, so that's that way you know it's working.
I have the children.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they literally were unaliving children. And the fact that they're trying to give them some sort of, like, redemption arc, that they're actually really not that bad, and you're somehow supposed to feel bad for them? No. That's not what the witches were. And the fact that Winifred was, like, she actually genuinely cared about her sisters. She did not. Winifred in the first movie, Winifred looks out for one person, herself. Winifred would not have cared a lick if her sisters vanished and she was the all-powerful witch. Winifred would have been like, sweet.
This is wonderful.
Right.
I love this song.
Right.
Somebody play it again.
Right. So, like, that part just was weird to me, where it's like, it didn't make sense, and it didn't fit her character. Again, we're not the demographic for this movie at this point in time.
No.
But I also think you need to do some sort of service to the people that help get this movie to where it was. You know what I mean?
Look, you can't, like, one of my biggest pet peeves in life in general is when people take things back. Like, you know, like, when they don't stand their ground on things. Let's not go ahead and pretend that the Sanderson sisters are at all have redeeming qualities. They, in the first movie, are actively killing children.
Yes, to keep themselves younger.
To be beautiful.
Yes.
A very unredeeming quality.
Because it's based on real lore.
Yes, because that's what they used to do.
The younger the child, the longer you'll live. Because you essentially, the younger they are, you take their remaining life force and give it to yourself.
Yep. What they would have lived,
that's why they're taking. That's why they like to kill, supposedly like to kill babies.
Yep.
Because they had the most...
life to live.
Yes. Made them younger.
Very true witch lore. I mean, like, it's very commonly spoken in witch lore.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of beautiful women were killed during the Salem witch trials. Because they were so beautiful, it could not be that they were born that way. So, like, just the fact that it's not like this is new. These women have had unredeeming qualities since 1993, right? Like, the movie came out and they were awful, awful. It made you scared of witches for the first time in a very long time.
Yes.
So, the fact that this movie came in and they're like, man, I love you, sis. And, like, trying to, like, hug it out and cry about her sisters disappearing. It just didn't it didn't ring true to me. Like, I just was like, this isn't... I don't know. I just... I get it. Like you said, it's for a certain demographic. It's not made for us. But if you're a Hocus Pocus fan at all, this isn't done in the vein of the first one.
No. No, it's not. But a lot of Disney stuff isn't done in the vein of what we know anymore. And that's partly because of the society that we live in.
What's funny is that, like, movies that are rated R and stuff in, like, this realm, like Deadpool, Logan, all those movies, The Boys, like TV shows too, I guess, they do so well because of our demographic. Mm-hmm. Because we love that, like, honest, angry... You almost got it. You almost got it. You stunned it. Wait, it's on the ground. It's on the ground.
Where?
Right there. Right there.
I think I got it. Yep.
Oh, hell yeah. Sorry, we killed the fly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray.
No, we didn't say grace before this podcast.
Yeah, sorry. I interrupted because of the fly.
No, it's okay. It's a good movie. It's definitely easy to watch. If you have kids, I highly recommend you introducing this to them if you'd like. If you're a real parent, though, you'll go and introduce the first movie like my mom and dad did.
Like a boss.
Like a boss, all right? And tell them, hey, stay away from people who are creepy. Because they might suck the soul. That's what my dad said to me.
Well, it's kind of the moral of the story is that...
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. That was the point of it.
Don't fucking go in the weird house.
Don't fuck with things that you don't understand.
Yeah. Just because they promise you, like, cookies and shit and, like, playing with stuff doesn't mean you're not going to die.
Right.
Stranger fucking danger. If somebody says, hey, get in my car, what do you say, little miss? Fuck you.
Are you with Lyft or Uber?
Who do you work for? Do you know
who I am?
Do you know who my father is? I'm going to actually teach that to my kids, and they're going to say that to people. Yep. Do you know who my father is? Yep. No. Should I? Yes.
Exactly.
But yeah.
I think you kind of covered some of the bad, and I kind of covered some of the bad. Let's talk about what we love, though. Let's end it with what we loved.
On a good note.
So, what I personally loved... obviously, was seeing all three of the Sanderson sisters back. I will say that this time around, whereas Sarah stole the show in the first one for me, Mary stole the show this time around.
She was so funny.
I don't know what Kathy and Jimmy did differently this time around. That bitch was freaking hilarious in this movie.
Can I just steamroll off of that?
Yeah.
Yes. One of the best parts is they find flying things again. And so, like, Winifred finds an actual broom and Sarah finds a Swiffer. And Mary finds two Roombas and straps them to her feet.
Which is very modern and freaking hilarious.
It was so funny, you guys. And, like, they gave them a life of their own. And they were just like, she's like, oh, they're hungry.
Right. They're, what did she call them? She had a name for them.
I don't remember what she called them.
But she was like, I gotta watch them. They got a mind of their own, Winnie.
And it's, there was a scene where, it's probably one of my favorite scenes. There was a scene where they're, like, blocked off by salt. And they're like, oh my god, how are we gonna do this? And then all of a sudden her Roombas or whatever they're called fucking, like, rolls in and starts vacuuming the circle. And you're just like, this can't be happening.
Well, because I assume they're cursed.
Yeah.
Or not, there's a spell on them, yeah, so that they follow her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they come and they clean up the salt and they're free from their salt circle. Freaking hilarious.
That's so good.
There's also another part where after they cast the Magica Maxima spell, each one of the witches get a power of lightning that they can shoot from their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Winnie was the only one who had it in the first one,
mm-hmm,
all three of them get it in the first one, and it's to their corresponding color.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah purple, Winifred green, Mary red. Oh my gosh, one of the funniest, I thought it was the funniest part of the whole movie, when Mary's going pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, with her hands.
Shooting them off like guns. And Winifred snaps at Sarah, and Mary goes, licks her fingers, and then, like, holsters the guns.
She was, like, on another level this movie. She was so charming.
Oh, my God.
But, like, the only reason I wanted redemption was for Mary to, like, live a modern life.
Oh, my God. And then my other favorite part was when they're at the drag show. They incorporate drag queens in this, which, yes, I think is very cool. And Mary goes up to herself. Guy's got a full-on beard, just looks a little rough. And she goes, is that what I look like? Damn, girl, we look sexy. It does that very, very iconic Mary laugh.
Yeah,
the... Oh, my God. She stole the show.
She was very funny, and... Yeah, she did. She did steal the show. It was very, like, I don't know. She was so charming and very likable.
Yes.
Which she really wasn't the first time.
You know, she was, but...
But not as much as this.
But Sarah really stole the show. Because I just recently rewatched... I watch Hocus Pocus every year.
I do too.
I just watched Hocus Pocus last Thursday, Friday. And I laughed so hard at Sarah in the first one. Just because she's so dumb. And then I watched Hocus Pocus 2 after I watched the first one. And I'm like, freaking Mary...
She gets you. She gets one. Like, I forgot to mention this. One of my favorite scenes. We talked about it, but we didn't talk about it to the extent. It goes off of that. One of my favorite scenes is these girls convince the Sanderson sisters that, like, they can drink souls now. So they bring them to a Walgreens. They bring them to the beauty section. And because they're, like, witches from the 1800s, they don't know what.
Earlier 1600s. Yeah.
They don't know what, like, a moisturizer is.
No.
Or, like, what, like, a toner is. So they just start drinking this shit, and it's so funny because they, like, actively are like, oh, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I can taste the children.
It's got an oaky finish.
Like, they just, it's so funny. And what a great way to incorporate, like, the modern world.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the first one didn't do that as much.
Mary, she goes, look, Winnie, the skin of a child.
It was a face mask.
What's it taste like? Ooh, strawberry. Ooh. Or raspberries.
Just like I remember. Pretty sure she says. But there were some really, really great moments like that.
I mean, there's serious moments,
mm-hmm,
and there's a lot of funny moments.
There are a lot of callbacks. They do say, amok, 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 again.
Yep.
So that was fun.
Because Winnie says something that the children ran amok. And Sarah goes, ah, amok, amok, amok.
It's so
stop funny. It!
And then they also, we got a little cameo, just a fun little one of the Madonna outfit from the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil and the wife in rollers from the first movie. Not the same actors, but we definitely get like a callback.
And you see a couple watching the movie.
Yes.
So Gary Marshall and Penny Marshall,
yeah,
RIP, are in the movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That's what I meant by the devil and the roller,
but,
right?
But they're also in costume, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're in costume in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're there twice.
Oh, that's That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I love that they all wanted to come back.
I did too.
I think it's rare when you have a movie 30-some years later where every single person wants to come back, and that it works out that each person can come back.
I agree.
Granted, I don't think any of them are particularly busy at the moment. But still, they're household names. You know?
They all have, like, side businesses and stuff like that that they do. Right. Like, Sarah Jessica Parker has an entire, like, shoe line. But
right.
She's not, like, acting actively.
Right. So, other than she...
They are doing things... They're not acting.
Right. So, yeah, the fact that it worked out that they got all three of them to come back is huge.
And that they want to come back again.
Yeah. It was great to see them.
It was fun.
That was probably the most... When they light the black flame candle, the second one, and you hear Winifred, "Lock up your children, Salem," it gives you goosebumps.
That's like the feeling. Yes. You know, you're just like, oh.
Right. Because... we honestly never thought we'd see these characters ever again.
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, I remember 15 years ago, it was rumored that they were going to make another one, and it was set in New York City.
And they never did.
And nothing ever came from it. And then you'd hear rumors, yep, they're starting production this fall.
And then they never started any sort of production ever.
It was just rumors.
Yeah.
Well,
then finally, what's her nuts? Bette Midler came out and said, like, until you hear it from us, like, it's not happening.
Right.
And yeah. That was finally when I was like, okay, so, like...
And she did confirm it. She goes, production starts this fall?
Yeah, she finally was like, it actually is happening. And it was the first time she'd ever said it. Before, yeah. She wasn't ever confirming anything.
No.
So
up until it actually happened, obviously it was all just rumors, and, we did get a second movie. I'm very grateful that we got a second movie. I enjoyed it for what it was.
Yes.
The first one will always be...
superior.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Haim agrees, if you could hear him barking.
Probably can.
Yeah.
He's a loud little nutter butter.
Yes, he is. Anyways, do you have anything more to say about the movie?
I do not.
All right.
I think I said what I needed to say.
You what?
I think I said what I needed to say.
Oh, I thought you said my necklace is...
My necklace something. Is also fucking stupid right now.
It's okay. We had a very enjoyable Halloween season, though.
We did. It was good.
It was fun. We watched... I won't say we watched a lot of Halloween stuff together.
No.
But between the two of us, we watched, I think, probably more Halloween shit this year than any other year.
Mason counted, and I think I met, like, 250, like, movies and TV shows combined.
And, like, what did people do before they had these movies? Can you imagine, like, back in the 70s when there was no scary shit?
Like, except for real life, because the Zodiac Killer existed.
Right. But, I mean, no movies, no TV shows. I mean, we're so spoiled with what we have now, and we're still like,
No, I'm so grateful. This is so fun. I went balls to the walls. It's also made me heartless, though. So now I have no fear. No, I'm kidding. I have a healthy amount of fear still.
Beam. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I'm just bummed that it's ending, but I am also looking forward to a couple Christmas episodes.
I will also say it was very pleasant to not be stressed out about how many episodes we had to throw out there. We were just casual. We watched when we liked a scary movie or something, we'd watch it together.
Yeah.
If we didn't want to watch something, we didn't watch it.
We didn't put any pressure on ourselves to have to make sure we did 31 days.
It made it more enjoyable that way.
Made it more enjoyable, and it didn't feel like work.
No, because we were cramming. Remember that one weekend? We hung out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to watch movies.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, I think we went to a movie.
And then we podcasted literally the following all next weekend.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
It was fun, though.
It was really fun.
I don't want to do it again, but it was fun.
It was fun.
But yeah, it was a great Halloween season, and I can't wait to see what we do next year.
It's always something.
Because I think we'll still be doing it next year. Yeah. So.
It's always something with those two.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll definitely put out, again, not going to put any pressure on Christmas episodes, but we'll put out a couple things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any promises of what, but.
I was going to say, I don't know what we're going to watch. I don't have them in mind right now. We'll see.
We have to watch The Holiday, though. Not podcast it, because we already did.
I was going to say, did we podcast it? We have to watch it, though.
Yes, because that's one of our favorite movies.
I love that movie. I'm already excited to watch that movie.
I know. I was like, oh my God, it was about a year, probably next week, when we watched it.
Oh, that movie makes me emotional every time. Do you remember I started crying, and I was like, don't look at me.
Don't fucking look at me!
When he wins the award in that movie, I cry every single time. I'm like, oh my God.
It's just so good!
I'm just like, my heart, I got goosebumps just now, just thinking about it. I'm like, I love that part.
Yep.
Anything else?
I got nothing else.
I have one more thing. For real. For real. Sarah's wig in this movie, compared to the other movie.
You do actually have something
like that. I actually do have something else. I'm not doing a trick. Sarah's wig in this movie, compared to the wig in the first movie, this is such an offhanded comment. It's kind of rude. It's so much better than the first movies. Like, the first movie is so... Did you watch it recently?
Yeah.
The first movie, her hair looks like horse hair. Like, it's very synthetic. The curls are like Taylor Swift circa Tim McGraw.
See, I liked her hair better in the first one.
I like it in the second. I think it looks more like hair in the second one.
It definitely looks more Sarah Jessica Parker-like.
It looks more like real hair.
Yes, I agree.
The first one looks like a wig.
The first one, I think, looks more witchy.
Fair.
But yes, her hair definitely looks more real in this one.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I do agree with that.
It's a much better wig.
Yes.
Anyway, I actually did have something to add. I forgot to add that because I remember hating her wig in the first one. And I also still to this day hate her eyebrow. Her shadow brow.
In this one? Yes. Her thick, chunky eyebrow. Yeah, that actually got torn apart online, was her eyebrows. With how thick they were. Not the fact they were even thick, that's just they were so drawn on. And yeah. Very obviously drawn on.
I mean, that's like Sarah, though. But yeah. It is what it is. It's actually telling us.
Oh.
Heads up.
All right.
We're almost done.
All right. I forgot we can only do an hour with the app.
Yeah.
All right. Rude. Just kidding. All right. Well, that's all we got. TJ and Celine.
Oh.
Oh.
I put a spell on you.
And now you're mine.
I put a spell on you.
And it was strong, so strong, so, so strong, strong, so strong.
Magic. The wretched little lie.
I don't know.
We don't know the words.
It's okay.
All right. Bye. Bye, guys.